Johnny Cash writes in the liner notes of his latest CD, "When I was a kid, I was a fan of Ira and Charles, the Lubin Brothers. I listened to them on the radio every day from Memphis. A lot of singers would tell you they'd been influenced by the Lubins, copied the Lubins' harmonies, in fact. The Lubin Brothers came from Alabama, up through gospel music, made it to the Grand Ole Opry in the top of the country music charts. Ira Lubin died in a car wreck in 1965. The brothers had already stopped singing together by then anyway. Charlie Lubin went on with a solo career, and he has a new recording out this fall. But he's always been looking for another singing partner. He's used one particular Lubin Brothers song as an audition. It's called If We Forget God."
Well, it has an extremely high chorus to it. I sang the verses, and when it would come to the choruses, and we did it in the E chord, so I would say, "So you sang like my brother, honey?" Yeah. Or other people would tell me that. I'd say, "Let's try this one here." And I'd ask him to kick it off or start it off, and he'd say, wait a minute. Me and my brother always did this in the D chord."
That's lower.
Yeah, a full step lower. I said, "Well, you never did sing it Lubin Brothers style then." And most of them could not reach the tenor on If We Forget God or Nearer My God to Thee.
And you said this is not just a technical thing. You said this is really important to get sort of the fiery sound that the Lubin Brothers got.
Absolutely. You change the key on them, and they become mediocre. If a song is hard to sing, I've found this in my 55-year career in country music, or country and gospel. If a song is hard to sing and it hurts you to sing it, you'll get three or four requests for it a night.
If we forget God, Satan will lose. If we forget God, our nation is doomed. The stories and pictures in most magazines now feature new stylings unfit to be seen. They're placed on the newsstand where children can buy. When they go wrong, do we wonder why? If we forget God, His mercy will flee.
Way back when you and your brother were growing up on Sand Mountain in Alabama, hearing music on old records and a little bit of scratchy radio, what did you think was going to happen? Did you know that you had really a talent for singing?
No, I don't think so, not at that age. We knew we loved duet singing. We loved the Blue Sky Boys. We loved the Delmore Brothers, Carl and Hardy, and even the Monroe Brothers. And so we knew if we ever became a duet that we would want to play the mandolin and the guitar. We just didn't know which one would play the mandolin or which one would play the guitar until we got old enough to be able to afford one or other of the instruments. And so he got a guitar first, him being 3 years older than me. He learned the guitar pretty proficient and so finally he said, "Well, I'll go buy me a mandolin, and you're going to have to learn the guitar." It took us 14 years, some good years and some very bad years, to get to the Grand Ole Opry. But we finally made it in February of 55.
I like the story from 1942 when you were working on the radio as the Radio Twins.
Yeah.
On a show, a 15-minute show that went on the air at 4:30.
That's true. Well, you know, that to some people you'd think, well, that's ridiculous.
In the morning.
But to us, it was a chance to be on the radio, and the people all down in Alabama, they're up doing their chores at that time in the morning. Mama was always cooking breakfast that time in the morning. Papa was out feeding the stock and milking the cow, and so they got to hear the show.
Let me take you back to 1952. And here with me just a bit of In the Pines. That's a long time ago.
The longest train I ever saw was 19 coaches long.
in the pine, where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows.
Now, Mr. Leuven, that coming from 1952, even that has a sort of a scary sound to that.
Well, yeah, it's a great old folk song, and I'm sure it's been true in a lot of people's lives. It was a great requested song. I did that in my new project. I'm from the old school, and I can't hardly help from saying I just got a new album out.
Right.
Quite a different arrangement, but you can still hopefully notice that I hold sincere reverence to this song.
In the pines, where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold. Little girl, what have I done that's made you treat me so?
When you hear your voice now and compare it to the way it was in 1952, how do you feel about it? What are you hearing that you like and what perhaps that you don't like?
Well, it's mellowed out. My voice was stronger then than it is today. I'm still able to reach to do pitch, to stay on key. But I don't sing the songs as fast as the Leuven Brothers did, and I believe that I feel them. Of course, my brother's been gone now 33 years. Mm-hmm. But when I sing a song like this at a microphone, at a stage show in front of an audience, I will, when it comes time for the harmony to come in, I'll move left a little, unconsciously. And I've really worked on it to try to break myself from that so that I can stay on the microphone.
There's nobody there to sing harmony with you.
No.
Yes.
And so, but I hear it. One of these days, one of you smart guys will invent something that I can hook to my head or to my brain, and whatever I hear, you can record it. And if that happened today, I could still be singing duets.
With Ira.
Yes.
Charlie Leuven, talking with us from WPLN in Nashville. His new recording is The Longest Train.